This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
So we're speaking on a theme that says, partnership that works, just a small typo on the flyer that went out. It's meant to be partnership that works without the, before it. And thank God Pastor Florence earlier also mentioned that correctly, a partnership that works. And the people of God, as we continue to trust in God for success, for breakthrough, for upliftment of our spirit, emotional upliftment, spiritual upliftment, physical upliftment, financial upliftment. I just want us to bring to our memory one more time, or to our consciousness, that in everything that we do, we need to ensure that we put God first. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, so much, talks about faith. And there's no way we discuss partnership that works without having that, that solid ground of faith. Faith is very crucial for us to, go into partnership, and for us, to be able to ensure that that partnership succeeds. What is partnership? We have, coming together of, two or more people, to promote a particular, objective. It could be business, it could be anything. For instance, a man, a woman, decide to come together, in partnership as husband and wife. And through that partnership, Pastor Joe was telling us, about home last weekend, telling us about the role, duties of husband, wife, even and the children, and to have the reason to have a peaceful home. When you have a partnership that works, when we have partnership, that is solidly built on God, on faith, God is bound, to make things happen for us peacefully. So that in that partnership, the husband plays his role, the wife plays his role, the children, they play their role, and there's peace all year round. But again, emphasis is on the fact that the foundation is strong. Verse 10 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says about Abraham, the father of faith, says, "For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God." That is the secret behind a successful partnership. We've seen what is happening in the secular world today. A lot of businesses fold up, a lot of partnership folds up. Even in marriages, we've had cracks, challenges, a lot of marriages folding up. Even among family members, irrespective, we've experienced disappointments, even from those people that you trust so much. Doctors have, told you that this is what is going to happen. But again, at the end of the day, you are disappointed. A lot of things happen and the trust, remains or gets broken along the line. People of God, I just want to reemphasize again that once that partnership is built solidly on the word of God, is built solidly, because even when God created, the heaven and earth, he started on that, word of faith. He spoke the word and it came to pass. And God himself, as the author of partner, he recognized the importance of partnership when he did the work of creation. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, 27, it says, "Let us, create, a man in our own image." And Bible says that male and female created he them. Praise the Lord. So because somewhere in chapter 2 of that Genesis, God realized that at some point that there's a need for an helpmeet for for Adam. And that helpmeet must come into partnership for Adam, because he was lonely and he wanted the two of them to work together. And so anything that we do, as long as we build, lay the foundation of that partnership, with God, certainly is bound to succeed. I don't know the challenge or whatever challenge that you are going through with your life, with, you know, your children, with your business, you know, your career, and in whatever form, I just want to bring that word of assurance back that it's not late. We, even when the foundation was not on God, it's not too late for you to take it back to God. And I pray that God himself will accept us, his mercies will, you know, repair everything that's been damaged, you know, along the line, and bring solutions to those challenges so that that partnership will continue from, you know, to and manage even to expectation. And I pray that God, you know, will hear our prayers today in the name of Jesus. And so today we are speaking on partnership that works. And again, the entire discussion will be on, you know, the children, you know, of Israel. Entire thing will be on, you know, the book of Exodus, right from chapter 1 to, you know, chapter 17, where we're going to read. But perhaps let me start by reading that chapter 17, which is the main theme for the session of today. The Bible says from verse 8, if you have a Bible, you can please turn into it. Chapter 17 of Exodus from verse 8. It says, now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow, I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Please, let's follow as I read. Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the hill. If I just show something by way of pictorial analysis, that will also help us to understand what I'm saying here. If you see in what I'm sharing, you could see Moses standing. You could see Aaron and Hur supporting him. And Moses had to lift that rod up. That is what we are just describing here. And on the right side of that page, you see, you know, how power is descending from above by the lifting up of that rod. And there's a receiver, you know, receiving that power and transmitting, you know, that power, you know, to those people on the ground. You know, so you could see how that, you know, partnership started, how it worked, you know, for the children of Israel, even when their first battle against Amalekites. Let's not forget, the Amalekites are the descendants of Esau. But this is a very crucial time for the people of Israel, for them, for God to come through for them, because they just left, you know, a place of slavery after, you know, more than 400 years in slavery, and they just left to have their own freedom. And again, along the line, the first challenge came. So they needed God to stand for them. They needed that partnership with God, that God has started that journey with them. They needed him to continue along that line of partnership. So we could see the staff here. And on the ground, we had Joshua, because on the hill, we had Moses, Aaron, and Hur fighting spiritual battle, lifting up the rod of God unto heaven and receiving power from heaven. And what the power that is being received is being transmitted, you know, to the forces, you know, on the ground. You could see the way, you know, the fight is going on with Joshua leading the assault on the ground. Hallelujah. This is a military strategy. But of course, without the partnership that they had with God, it would have been difficult for Joshua, who was fighting, you know, on the plain ground, to achieve the success that he achieved. How do I know? Let's read further. And so, verse 11 says, and so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So you could see that it wasn't the strength of Joshua or of Moses. You know, there was a demonstration of the power of God in this, because God was in partnership with them. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, that is very important and crucial, verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner, For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We glorify your holy name. We ask that you please prepare the tablet of our heart, even to comprehend that which you are teaching us today, and to apply it to for use into our lives personally, that your word may profit us, your word may benefit us, your word will take us to a different dimension, a different level, that will continue to praise your name, that at the end of the day, we shall maintain our inheritance that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're looking at the staff and the sword, but the staff and the sword could not have gotten the victory without partnership. That, you know, the solid ground, that the foundation, the building that had been laid on the word of God and on the direction of God. I'll quickly go, you know, back to Exodus, you know, just a summary or a discussion of what we had prior to this chapter 17. And I call it revelatory. Revelatory in the sense that it chronicled the birth of Moses. It chronicled the challenges that the children of Israel were having. Hallelujah. It chronicled the discovery, you know, for Moses, for the children of Israel, the discovery, you know, of God and what God means to them. The discovery of the fact that they have been in slavery, even though they thought they were enjoying themselves, they were having, you know, food to eat, they were, you know, having water to drink, which they lacked in the wilderness. At some point, that God had to come in for them at different times. But at different times, they had this, at this point in time, they had a discovery of the knowledge of God and the love that God had for them. People of God, God still loves us. We need to make that discovery if you have not done so, that indeed God loves you. And God knows, he has created you, he has known you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. And that where you are right now, God is there with you. And once we have that consciousness, it makes our life easy. It makes the journey, it makes, you know, the life of a believer very easy. It strengthens you. It brings more to fore the faith that, you know, that you need to display towards God. And again, there's a deliverance from that, you know, yoke, you know. There's a confrontation along this line, essentially between the leaders, Moses and Aaron, you know, against Pharaoh. And finally, there's a release from bondage. And you see, from the point I listed here, the general problem was there was a generational gap. Because Joseph had died, and a new Pharaoh had, you know, been installed, who never knew Joseph. The story was not told to him. There was no chronicle for him to go back to study to understand what, you know, Joseph did for the entire, you know, Egypt, and what how, you know, the entire thing erupted. And so what he did was to ensure that the affliction, you know, was doubled, was increased. And indeed, because they were so blessed, and, you know, they became, you know, envious, they become subject of envy, you know, by the Egyptians, by the Pharaoh that has come to, what that means that there was an impact. And I just want to, you know, let you know today that whatever success that God is achieving through you, you are making impact as a child of God in your place of work, in your business, in your family, in your community. God has created you to make an impact. He has blessed you to make an impact, and that impact you must discover and you must make. And believe you me, anyone that envy you because of the impact you are making, God is there to fight your battles. You know, so there's a battle process in the midst of these challenges, and quite a lot of things happen which time will not permit us, because time is, looking at the time, it's running so fast. But their groanings, Bible says in verse 23 that their groanings got to a level that their groanings came up to God. I don't know who this is referring to. You have been growing, you have been groaning in your closet. You have been, you know, groaning that this is yet to happen. Just take it from me that God is alive and God is ready. Your groanings have ascended. They ascended unto heavens, and God is ready, you know, to stand for you, to fight the battles for you. God must be our principal partner in all the things that we're doing. And so the journey, the process of return began for the children of Israel. And of course, because God was their principal partner, they had to stick, you know, by God. And good enough, they had Moses who had understanding of everything along the line. And so the journey started, praise the Lord. And so God, as their senior partner, was with them. Hallelujah. And God recognizes that power of partnership, which I mentioned earlier in Creation 26, 27, 28. That's Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Of course, we also remember that what transpired, you know, on that hill, that form of partnership that succeeded between Aaron, Hur, and Moses, and with Joshua, with the soldiers fighting on the playground, that has again been reenacted by the death of Jesus on the hill, by the death of Jesus on the cross. And what that means, that with the reenactment of that scene, it will have that demonstration that God indeed has taken that victory for us. So that redemptive power of the death of on the cross and the risen of Christ has conferred upon us as believers that grace of partnership. Bible says it destroyed every power and principalities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. And that's Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. By that act of triumph of Christ on that cross, which is a reenactment of what happened on that hill against the Amalekites, God is telling us that the redemptive power that we have through Jesus has given us that grace of partnership, that we can actually say, Abba, Father. We can approach our Father at any point in time, in businesses that we're doing, in any project that we have concept of, in what we are doing currently, that we have that liberty to approach God. Because by that, you know, by that act on the cross, the veil has been torn. Hallelujah. Matthew 27:51. And to demonstrate it, the God's consciousness of that partnership, Jesus came and he had to appoint 12 people to partner with him, because the work was so much and the laborers are few. So he had to, you know, ordain them and to, that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. Paul also demonstrated that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 6-7, when he mentioned that even though I may plant, you know, an Apollos water, it's God that gives the increase. So the planting, the watering, the increase, these are all evidences and acts of partnership, you know, at work. You could see time will not permit us to, you know, to consider every other thing that happened. Elijah, all the prophets that you can think of, it was with the act of partnership they had. They were able to do, you know, what they were able to do for God, that we have the record. And remember what I said in verse 14 says, then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua. Why? Because Joshua that was fighting on the plain ground was the future of Israel. Joshua that was fighting on the floor has been ordained to take over from Moses. And so God has instructed them, write it down for a memorial, so that continuously they will not forget the victory that God gave to them. And that came only by the partnership that they have, so that there won't be a generational gap that will make them to forget what God has done for them. And this, I also say that partnership with God demands you play your own part. You cannot afford to be a sleeping partner. God is always active. Why am I saying this? There must be dedication. There must be hard work. There must be trustworthiness. Even on your part, you must play your role. You have prayed quite all right, but beyond the prayer, you must take steps. And that's why I brought activation of faith. Faith without works is nothing. Even though we are seeking the face of God, but you cannot sit down. If a man or a woman is looking for, you know, a future partner, even though we are praying, you just also remember the word that says, watch and pray. You need to take steps, physical steps, to ensure, you know, even your appearance, you know, you can't be praying daily to God for life partner and just appearing shabbily. You know, nobody will look at you. So there are physical steps you need also to pray as works to add to your faith, so that God will be, once you are able to perform your, play your part, then God is always there as a senior partner to make it to come to pass. And I pray that will be our portion in the name of Jesus. And so because of our time, like I said, there's so much to discuss under this, but, you know, time will not, you know, permit us to do that. But, you know, quite a lot of things on our own, at our own leisure time, we can actually go back to study. You know, so for it to be effective, there is absolute need for you to surrender totally unto him. Enough of all, you know, head knowledge, enough of all your own, you know, counsel of your own wisdom. You must totally submit to him and seek the face of God. And the word of God that will come forth when the word of God guides you. Bible says, thou shalt hear a word behind you. Isaiah 30 verse 21. That will direct you on what to do and where to go in everything that on a daily basis. Because we must remember the fact that we have a spiritual father. We have a partner. We have a superior partner that must, you know, be part of the decisions, part of our actions, whether individually, whether as husband and wife, whether as a family, whether in the business you want to go to, whether or you're already in, whether, you know, in your career, whether in your community, in every area, in every facet of our life. We must learn to submit totally unto that ultimate being, unto that, you know, that's God, an active partner, you know, that is able to bring everything to come to pass. And we must be very sensitive enough to listen for that, for those directions, that indeed God is always there for us. We must be patient in the place of prayer and, you know, continue to be a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. God expects you to do your bit, so that he can have his own. If Moses, Aaron, and Hur had not done their part, if, you know, Joshua had not gone to the field, you know, to lead the assault against the Amalekites, God would just fold his hands and be looking at them, except if he had, you know, expressly, you know, asked them to just hold on and do nothing, that he will fight for them. Again, that will be an instruction from him, from that senior partner. That senior partner will be able to tell you to say, this is what you need to do. But for everything to happen, for the victory against the Amalekites, and for God to demonstrate his power, and to, for them, because that was the beginning of the journey, and for them to know that all through the journey, God will always be with them. God had to do what he had to do. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. On our adoration. So, brethren, let's learn to surrender totally unto him, and God will help us as we do so in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, as I bring this to a close, if there's anyone listening, you know, to this, and you have not known Christ or given your life to him, it's not too late. You can still, where you are in your home, just pray to God and ask him, you know, to come into your life and to help you as a senior partner in everything that you are doing, that God should come through for you. And for the rest of us, just two quick prayer. Say, Father, I acknowledge you as my senior partner. Please fight all my battles for me. I acknowledge you. I place you ahead as my senior partner, as my spiritual father. Please help me all battles of my life. Fight all my battles for me. And Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, God said he made Moses a god unto Pharaoh. And I just want, in the context of that, you know, we want to pray now that every Pharaoh of oppression or of affliction, of debt, of death, of defeat, of fail, everything that represents Pharaoh in my life, God, please, Father, make me a god unto them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Father, we honor you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for this moment. We ask that you please, where we are stopping, take us further, O Lord, and let your blessings contribute upon our lives. Thank you, Father, Lord, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comments on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.